for tuning in. We're going to continue talking about listing your house, but we have to take a step back as we discuss that, because a lot of times, and a lot of the cause for the shortage in houses is that a lot of these home sellers have decided to wait until they can purchase their next house, which personally I agree with. You don't want to be left out on the streets, and there's no promises that you're going to get a house even with your house pending on the market right now. It's going to become very important for contract details if you do go that route. But with this specific episode, I'm going to want to talk about the different options that buyers are choosing. Specifically, are they finding the house before they put their house in the market, or are they deciding to build and move out of their house within the next year or two? We're going to be talking specifically right now about building a property. A lot of the challenges that buyers are finding right now with new construction is that their rates have gone way up over the last year. You keep hearing about prices going up 30, 40% on these new construction builds, and it's not 100% these builders' faults. It mainly has to go back to the cost of materials. That being said, if you've gone to Menards, Home Depot, any of those wood stores that you go to, before COVID hit, you were able to get a 2x4 for around $2. That seems pretty reasonable for a 2x4. If you had a guess today, and last time I checked, you're pushing $8, $9 per board. That has astronomically changed the numbers for these builders, because if you're building a framed house, imagine how many 2x4s are going to be in every single wall. A lot of builders are changing contract details on the buyers because of that, to protect the assets so that they can still run a business, but that is causing complication with the buyers, specifically that they are not locking in the total cost of your house or your build until after the lumber has been delivered. A lot of times that is causing different problems with you, because sometimes you're already stretching your budget in some cases to build the house that you want. And if the builder, you sign the contract, put the down payment and everything, get the foundation down, and the builder says, well, originally we had you set at 310 and you made it work. You were like, I'm gonna get 310 working, this is where I think I can do it. And you really scraped together money. But when the wood got delivered, and in the contract it states that is the price of the value of the house is going to fluctuate depending on the value or cost of wood when it's delivered. So that 310 house that you already had a scratch for is now costing you 330, 340 because of the increase in the cost of wood. So what are you going to do? You have very few options at that point. You can either find someone in your family that's going to be able to cover the difference, co-sign on a loan to make sure that you have that extra $30,000, $40,000 in providing the cost of that property. But with the increase in cost of materials, we've been facing different challenges as buyers. Some of those challenges that are kind of piggybacking on the cost of materials and the cost of labor is that houses are no longer appraising out. I mean, the last stat that I got my hands on was that about 25% of houses were not getting appraised out, meaning that the bank is not going to cover the cost on that house. So say that $310,000 house that got bumped to $330,000, well, the bank's only going to cover $310,000. You have to bring an extra $20,000 cash to the table to get into that house. And as a buyer, that's a lot of complications that you're if you don't have an agent backing you up, you're going to be battling that. And saying as long as the contract states that, you're stuck. You have two options. You come up with a difference, or you back out of the deal. And if you back out of the deal, you have challenges with your earnest deposit, depending on what the contract details state. Past that, you're going to be running into other problems associated with building right now. Our team has faced these problems in recent months as far as the labor shortages that I kind of hinted back at. With the number of houses being built and people deciding to go and build instead of find a property to purchase that's already pre-constructed, builders have been having labor shortages and framing shortages. That means for you as a builder is that it used to be about 12 months until from start to finish for your house to be completed and you move it in. We are pushing 16 months right now on average for a new construction house to be built for you. And a lot of times they're still not meeting those dates. And there's a lot of complications coming out right now with that new construction sphere. With that all being said, the example with our team right now is we had a buyer that was looking to build recently. They've been under contract for this house for a full 12 months. They were planning on closing in April, and the builder was unable to get the foundation in until April because of labor shortages. That's a problem for you as a seller. If you've been getting your house ready this entire time, and then you find out that you are 6 months out from planned close date, well, how is that going to change your plans? And are you willing to wait for the house to be completed, or do you need to look elsewhere? And it's going to be important for you to have that conversation with your bank as well as your agent to kind of discuss the goods and the bads of everything that's happened. And how you can maximize your equity out of the whole situation, and think of it a little less emotionally, and think of it more on how is this going to work for you, the pros and cons on both sides. So as a buyer, building right now, it can be very challenging, and it's not always advised in everyone's situation because of those complications. And this is one of the part of the industry where you really have to make sure you have a group of people backing you up so that these problems can be fixed, and you know which steps to take to make sure that you are setting expectations and that you're signing, you know exactly what you're signing with these builders. If you have any more questions or things that have happened to you when building a house in the last year or so, love to hear from you, and thank you very much for your time.